Position to see better through the various garages and outbuildings, glimpsed mildewed tiles, a broken chrome ladder, brown water and leaves. Once upon a time. She looked around. Okay, no sign of security. Then she heard the sound of a car starting up from somewhere near the house, and after a few seconds saw a big 4x4 with a rack of lights over the cab, nose away from the buildings and edge onto the meadow. Damn, said Luke, ducking down. Security, if he comes this way, we've had it. Megan crouched low with Luke at the edge of the gate, hidden by the end of a dry stone wall. She watched as the vehicle sped across the meadow towards them, then stopped just yards away, the engine still running. Through a gap in the wall, she saw the driver step out. Mostly a silhouette, but still she could see a big guy, boots, jeans, T-shirt, army haircut. He walked towards the gate. Megan pressed herself tight against the stone, praying he wouldn't peer over or climb the wall. She flicked a look at Luke, pressed tight into the hedge the other side of the lane. What's this guy waiting for? She thought. Maybe he can see the car. But then she heard him step back to the 4x4, climb in and slam the door. With a big rev of the engine, the car spun around and shot off down the hill. Wow, said Luke, a small, relieved laugh. I thought we'd had it. She watched Luke stand, and then she too stood up, seeing the 4x4 heading towards what must be the main road half a mile away. But then it turned and disappeared through a gap in the hedge into the next field. She could just see a caravan parked in a copse of trees. Maybe that was where he was heading. You think he lives in that caravan? Said Luke. What if he comes back? Megan turned to him. What can he do to us? She said, trying to sound confident. Tell us to leave. Guys like him, sometimes they don't have rules. Megan shook her head. We've come this far. If Zach is in there somewhere. If he is, then I'd never forgive myself for turning away now, and he wouldn't forgive me either. She looked at Luke, and she could see in his eyes how scared he was. Not that she wasn't scared too. But all her feelings were focused on finding Zach, and anyway, hadn't he said to her once that there was no such thing as fear? Fear is just a state of mind, and your mind is the one thing you can control, he'd said. She'd never forgotten those words. She turned to Luke. Let's go get the gear. We going in, he said. Isn't that why we came? Said Megan, and she smiled to encourage him. But inside, in spite of remembering Zach's words and his big grin as he said them, Megan was scared.